pass it over to Amanda to start. Amanda is actually going to be our point person on all of the tours that we plan. There are a lot of logistics for her to wrap her head around, but as she'll tell you, things went pretty successfully last week for a tour that we hosted. So I'll hand it over to you, Amanda.
Sure. Thanks, Suzanne. So we're just going to walk you through kind of the calendar of these events that we have lined up in chronological order. So Suzanne and I will kind of hop back and forth, and I'm gonna walk you through the tour pieces. So as Suzanne said, we just had our first event. We took a bus and we visited three different sites. This tour was based primarily on questions and concerns and curiosities that we had heard expressed largely by those representing the commercial fisheries. So we had framed it with those questions in mind, and we're really focusing largely on the design of physical infrastructure related to offshore wind development. So what we did was we started out by visiting Beaver Ridge Wind Project in Freedom, Maine, to just give folks a chance to stand next to a wind turbine in a terrestrial setting. There are three turbines there that are each 1.5 megawatts, so smaller than what we would expect to see offshore, but it still, I think, gave folks a really strong impression of kind of the scale that these things are and what they look like and how it just feels to be in proximity to them. From there, we went up to the University of Maine and spent some time with Jake Ward and a graduate student, Heather Barton, up there touring the AEWC Composites Lab, and learning also about the 150th scale turbine that has been developed at the university and was just being tested in the Netherlands. Leaving there, we went to the Front Street Shipyard and met with the managing partner there to learn a little bit about their thoughts on job development and the potential for the manufacture of components for turbines. So it went really well. We had a great time. I think everybody had a good chance to interact with kind of physical spaces and structures. We also spent some time speaking with an expert in cabling, so we get to learn a little bit more about how that would work as well. From there, I'm going to pass it back to Suzanne so she can talk you through the next couple of them.
So we are in the process of completing our second event. We hope you're all enjoying it and finding this useful. I think the intent here was certainly that we recognize that there are a number of other individuals and organizations that are working hard on this issue from a variety of different perspectives, and we wanted to make sure that we had the opportunity to sort of do one of those briefings in a more interactive online way through the webinar. We are certainly interested in working, like I said earlier, with other partners on this work, and this we see as an opportunity to get some input from all of you on how to actually achieve that goal. So I'm going to step back in and tell you about the next event that we have coming up in the not too distant future, which will be our second tour. We're going to be meeting up with a group in Port Clyde to learn a little bit about, spend some time in a coastal community learning about how...
You will now be disconnected by the leader.
...and how people expect to potentially be interacting with offshore wind development from kind of a coastal community perspective. So the hope is to bring folks from state agencies, developers, manufacturers, other industry representatives down to that community and spend some time learning about coastal businesses, local political structures, spending some time aboard a fishing vessel to really have some time interacting with gear and understanding how that works, as well as technology that's on boats, and also just hearing from fishermen a little bit about how they observe and interact with their seascape and really kind of understanding what that means. Right, and I just want to make a note that in these bulleted lists, the piece on the audience, I think that one piece that we'd like to stress is that the audience is not exclusive or only confined to the different stakeholder groups that we've listed here. The idea is so that we have the opportunity to address the types of questions and concerns and interests that we've heard expressed from those groups during that time, but recognizing that the more diverse group of participants we're able to attract, the better types of conversations and discussions and information exchange that we'll be able to experience. And so it's certainly not meant to be exclusive, but just recognizing that there are a host of different questions and interests that we want to make sure we have the opportunity to address. In August, we will be planning an event that we're calling On the Horizon. It's going to take place here in Rockland, Maine, where the Island Institute is based, just across the street at the historic Strand Theater. It's an event that is going to incorporate both a film screening of a film that was recently, short film recently created called Islands in the Wind, that talks about a community-owned terrestrial wind project, and then talks about how Maine's discussion and focus on wind power has now expanded to also include offshore wind, and basically create an opportunity for attendees of the event to ask questions to a panel of experts. Currently, we have confirmed Dr. Habib Dagher from the University of Maine, Dave Cousins from the Maine Lobstermen's Association, Ted Kaufman from Maine Audubon Society, Marjorie Stratton is the town manager of the town of Vinyl Haven, and hope to add a few others to that list so that we can address a variety of questions around offshore wind. Moving into September, we'll be hosting an event we're currently calling the Sights and Sounds of Offshore Wind Energy. It will provide us with an opportunity to dig more into questions about visual impacts, how visualizations are created. We are lucky enough to have a gentleman by the name of Tyler Studd, who recently completed a fellowship with an organization called Vineyard Power down on Martha's Vineyard. Tyler created a number of visual simulations for a potential community-owned project off of the Vineyard offshore project, and he will be coming to talk about his work on creating those visualizations and go into some detail about the methodology used to create them, as well as to talk about an offshore wind site selection map, an interactive tool that is available online for residents of Martha's Vineyard to provide input on their preference for siting of a community-owned project down there. In addition to the discussion on visualization, we hope to be able to cover the issue of noise propagation both above and underwater during that session. We're currently working to confirm a speaker on that topic, but hope that we'll be able to cover that in some detail as well. Then in October or November, most likely early November, we're looking to repeat the tour that we just had to Freedom and the University and the Boatyard in Belfast. So we'll be looking to do that again once fishing winds down a bit. Moving into the fall, we definitely recognize the interest in different environmental monitoring studies that have taken place at offshore wind sites at Europe, as well as the pre-construction monitoring that's taken place at the Monhegan test site. So we'll be working with various scientists and others to talk about the technology, the methodologies, and the findings of that work to date. And again, recognizing that there's a lot of local knowledge about these issues and sort of comparing notes on the environmental impact piece. We will then wait until probably the end of the year or early 2012 for an information session or a forum on what we're calling on the home front for the time being. The idea here is recognizing that in addition to individuals who spend a lot of time on the water, there are also coastal communities that stand to interact with offshore wind development, and we'd like to spend some time talking both about how coastal communities could play a role in discussions around cable interconnects, as well as having relations with developers and potential employment opportunities. We'd also like to talk in a little bit more detail of how offshore wind turbines might interact with those marine users, and talking a little bit more detail about the setbacks from around the turbine and the different types of gear that may be used in that area. And then the last event that we have planned for now is we're shooting for doing in February of 2012. And we really want to spend some time looking at kind of the capacity for in-state fabrication and deployment of turbines and components. So the idea was to visit potentially either Chimbra or Bath Iron Works and maybe also see some port facilities and understand a little better the capacity of those businesses to manufacture these components, and also to learn a bit about the potential for job creation through offshore wind energy. The reason that tour would be in February would be that is when it's expected that the fabrication of a turbine that would be deployed in the Monhegan test site would be in those facilities, so it would give folks a chance to see what a one-third scale fabrication looks like.